You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Max Crosby from the Las Vegas Raiders, and this is the NFL Report.
Yeah, baby, JP. Max Crosby lit it up for us last week, but we have a massive show today, James Palmer, as we have Buccaneers general manager Jason Light. We're going to talk to him about trying to run it back with a 9-8 team re-signing Baker Mayfield and the crew. We have got USC co-defensive coordinator Eric Henderson. Eric used to coach Aaron Donald, the recently retired Aaron Donald, with the Rams the past 5 years. You know he's going to be bringing the heat. And also, Tom Pelissero, NFL insider, with all the goings-on that are ongoing in the NFL, JP. Hey, before we get started, man, have you watched, like, any of these conference tournaments in college basketball leading up to the NCAA tournament?
No, I think my Buckeyes are the number two seed in the NIT, though. So I'll be capping the NIT tournament, apparently.
I watched none, but I got a bunch of notices how Howard University, we won the MEAC, and we get the play-in game. They just can't even give us a 16th seed out of the gate. But that's all right, man. Because the big news, JP, the reason why we're really not, you know, too much involved in college basketball is because we're NFL-centric. And the big news was the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team known for its stability, has brought in two veteran quarterbacks. Let's hear from one of them, and that is Russell Wilson.
I'm really excited about just the opportunity to really be the best version of myself every day, bring that to the table. You know, I know what it looks like to win. Coach obviously knows what it looks like to win. This team does, and so and this city does, more importantly, you know, the city of Pittsburgh. So I'm excited about it. I was fortunate to have several teams call and all that, but this is the place that I wanted to be the Pittsburgh Steeler and to wear the black and gold. It's a true honor. It's tradition. It's history. There's six trophies in there, and we got to go get a seventh.
And that was former Broncos and Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, but also they make the trade for Justin Fields, JP, and only have to give up a sixth rounder from the 2025 draft that can convert to a fourth rounder. But let's look at this. We're going to hit this from a lot of different angles, James. And my thing is this. They were a playoff team last year, right, with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky. Do either one of these quarterbacks make them any better? Do they add wins?
I think the quarterback room, Steve, got better as a whole from Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph to now Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. But let's be abundantly clear. We heard Russ say a couple of teams were calling. My understanding is this kind of was really his only option to go out there and start week one in the NFL in 2024. So he was really looking at the Steelers or I don't know what. You look at Justin Fields' market, you mentioned the sixth round pick that can become a fourth round pick if he plays 51% of the snaps or more for the Pittsburgh Steelers this season. That also shows you the market there for him was not what we entirely thought it could have been. Now, there were several other teams that did inquire about Fields, a lot of them about him being their backup. He wanted to go to the Steelers. The Bears wanted to do right by him. He goes to the Steelers. My thought, Steve, is why did he want to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers? It's probably because that's his best chance to start. And the fascinating part about this is they're almost the same player. Now, the point you're making is, do one of these guys push them over the top from what this team is with a very good defense, an offensive line that was playing really well towards the back end of the season, a good run game, and some really good up-and-coming skill-type players? But these are the two most sacked quarterbacks in the NFL since 2021. They're the two slowest players in terms of getting rid of the football in the NFL this past season. There's so many similarities between these two quarterbacks. The only difference really is age and turning the football over. So to me, Steve, when week one rolls around, we'll kick this conversation off with who is the starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers? And even though we're told right now that Russell Wilson's in the driver's seat, do you think that changes during the offseason?
I do. I mean, look, if there is a coach in the NFL that's going to put the best players on the field, it is Mike Tomlin. We've seen that. He's got a history of playing whoever's going to give their team the best chance to win. And that's just not a cliche with him. And if Justin Fields outperforms Russell Wilson in training camp, he will be the week one starter. Yeah, Russell's going to be the guy when we go into offseason workouts and stuff, getting the first team reps initially. But let's see how this thing plays out. And, you know, I know you said they're kind of like the same type of guys, and you cited some of the metrics. I do think they're different because Russell does have the experience, right? He does come in with a Super Bowl championship. He's got an early part of a Hall of Fame type of career. Now, the last couple of years have gotten sideways. Now we're going to find out, is he shot? Is Justin Fields is simply better because he's younger and a better athlete? Or does he have something left? Is Justin Fields going to be able to push him in a way he hasn't been pushed before? We're going to see. But I want to also take it from this angle. Everything you mentioned, these are two quarterbacks two teams just gave up on. Russell Wilson is being paid $39 million by the Denver Broncos not to play with him. And Justin Fields, again, got traded away from a team that's going to draft somebody first overall to replace him for a pick they're not going to get back until next season. Let's also factor this into what's going to happen with the Steelers. Arthur Smith is the new offensive coordinator. People can say whatever they want about him being a head coach in Atlanta. Had they had solid quarterback play there, they would have been a 10 or 11 win team last year. So he can coach. But Arthur Smith did not want Justin Fields. He had the opportunity to pick him a couple years ago when they had the fourth overall pick and went with Kyle Pitts, and they passed on Justin Fields. I have been told by people in the building that he had no interest in Justin Fields, so now he's got to coach him. How is he going to do that? He's got no choice. Maybe Justin Fields has grown to where he thinks he can do something with him. I frankly do think Arthur Smith is going to be able to do something with him and Russell Wilson. So I just don't know if this team is going to get any better, back to our main point. But I do think Arthur Smith is the proper coach who might be able to, as I tweeted, get what's left out of Russell Wilson and maybe unearth some things we haven't seen yet out of Justin Fields.
And that's what we're all looking for, Steve, because this really looks like a one-year, let's see what you got, for a lot of people involved in this situation.
Yes.
Probably Mike Tomlin included, Arthur Smith, both of these quarterbacks. And as they evaluate it, that's where I have the question of, if this is really considered a success, and for this to be successful, it might have to be that Justin Fields goes out there and wins the competition, Steve. And you're right, Arthur Smith gets more out of him than we'd seen anybody else get out of him. And that wouldn't be a stretch, in all honesty. He's gotten more out of Marcus Mariota than anybody else has ever had. He's probably gotten more out of Ryan Tannehill than anyone else has ever had as well. And I look at 25 years old, he's more explosive, more athletic, has a higher ceiling. They have a longer future. And this is a guy that could be beloved in the locker room in Pittsburgh, just as he was in Chicago. But the problem, the caveat, the fourth quarter is just abysmal for Justin Fields. Like the worst quarterback rating we've seen in the fourth quarter in some time. Secondly, if they make the decision that Fields is the guy to go with, you do have to cater the offense to Justin Fields. That's always been the issue in Chicago, where they would kind of cater to him for a while, then they would get away from it, then they'd go back to it and get away from it. He has a specific style in which how he plays. That's hard to figure out in a sense, Steve. That if that's the way you want to go, you have to fully commit to it. And that puts you in a difficult spot when you're competing between two quarterbacks. I will say this. Russ protects the football. Russ protects the football in the red zone. He will make sure he doesn't hurt you. But at the same time, that style of play, Steve, was not sustainable this past year in the eyes of Sean Payton.
It's not going to be sustainable in a division where, you have the reigning MVP and Lamar Jackson. You have Joey Burrow coming back. And in Cleveland, you've got Deshaun Watson or whomever ends up at quarterback, since they're signing every quarterback that's available right now. But you have three teams that are potentially better than the Steelers as well. So quarterback play is vital. We've heard their owner, Art Rooney, basically come out and say, okay, we're kind of tired of having this winning record thing. We want to get back to the Super Bowl play. One thing that we're seeing that this emphasizes more than anything, JP, is it is very hard to replace a franchise quarterback. You know, trying to replace Ben Roethlisberger, trying to replace just all around the NFL. It is not an easy thing to do. So, look, what a roll of the dice, so to speak. It's a low-risk roll of the dice. Like you said, this could be a one-year thing for everybody involved with the Steelers. This is going to be one of those teams to watch early on just to see how it figures out, because, like you keep saying, Justin Fields, I think, is really, really going to push Russ and could end up as the week one starter.
Definitely true. Multiple players I've talked to have gone against Justin Fields over the years, Steven said, one of the most competitive players they've gone against, and this is going to be a spot. It's not easy to get to that training camp, but I'm going to find a way to get there this training camp. Coming up, we have Jason Light, the mastermind of money, you could say. Him and his group always find a way to make things happen with the Tampa Bay Bucks. He wants to bring everybody back. If it happens, Steve, they're having a boat parade, he says. He has a couple more pieces to put in place before that parade happens. Baker was a big one. We'll ask him about his quarterback next on the NFL Report.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
It's time for the lead block presented by T-Mobile for Business. A sport as fast as football deserves America's fastest 5G network. Businesses go further with T-Mobile for Business. Welcome back to the NFL Report. James Palmer, Steve Weich with you. And we are lucky, Steve, to be joined by Jason Light, the general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Jason, thank you so much for joining us. You're trying to bring everybody back. You're almost there. You're almost to the boat parade, but we'll get to that in a second. I want to start with the guy who lines up under center in Baker Mayfield. You liked him coming out of the draft. Your head coach had a relationship with him. You guys felt very good about him, but when you had him for this year, what did you learn maybe about him you didn't know that maybe puts you over the edge, Jason, that goes, we have to bring back Baker Mayfield?
Well, we always knew that he was a super competitive player, super competitive person. He's got that moxie to him. That's kind of what made everybody, the people that loved him coming out, that's what made us love him. I guess that it was the extreme leadership that he showed and took over the team right away. And that's, he was part of the straw that stirred the drink this year. And, you know, just with that, with his leadership and his toughness and, you know, it was our identity this year.
Jason, in saying that, I mean, you've been around this league for a while. It is not easy to import a quarterback to a veteran-laden team and that player feel comfortable in assuming that leadership role like that. Is that something, when you talk about leadership, that you factored in? Like, man, he just came in here, and we've got all these guys already in place, and he said, let's rock and roll. This is our team. I mean, is that something that maybe pushed it over the top, that little added stuff that he had?
Well, it definitely did, Steve, and the fact that he followed a legend that, you know, the greatest of all time that was here also shows that he's got a lot of confidence. And that confidence just, it bled into the entire team. When we were going through some rough times this year, he never blinked, and the team followed him. So we're, like I said, we're fortunate to have him. So we wanted to make sure that we locked him up.
And Jason, to that point, to follow it up, if you guys got him done before free agency started, do you think if you actually got to free agency, you would have been in trouble, that somebody else could have swooped in?
Well, I can't see why somebody wouldn't want him and have an opportunity to talk to him. You know, like I said, all at the combine, I think when I talked to everybody, he wanted to be here. There's no doubt. He didn't hide that. And we wanted him. So at some point, you'd think that you'd be able to make a deal. But, you know, we both had to do our respective things to make sure that we both felt like the deal was fair. And that's what we did. And I'm glad we never got to that point. So I guess we'll never know.
There you go.
That's a good point. Jason, you mentioned Brady. And I was there with you guys. I don't know if you remember me. I was all masked up. One of the few people that was there to stand there every day of training camp while Tom was out there trying to get that offense in place in that first year he was there. And you mentioned with Baker, the scale that you mentioned, that he's like an offensive lineman. He's a 10 out of 10, I believe, on the, I think it was the prickly scale, I'll call it, maybe. You see a lot of that in Brady as well, in the way he works with guys. How much have you learned about that trait with the quarterback position, maybe, after your time with Tom and now that you see it in Baker? Is there a similarity between the two with that specific trait?
Well, it's hard to compare anybody to Brady, but I will say that you are correct. I remember when you did have the Airbnb down the road here from our facility.
Oh, there we go.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
Brady is a fierce.
Surprised I'm still married, Jason. Yeah. Long time.
Brady's a fierce competitor, and so is Baker. And that's obviously a trait that we've seen here with the last two quarterbacks we have. That's a positive thing. It's something that we'll look forward to. We always try to identify that in the quarterbacks that we evaluate in the draft and free agency. We always look for that. But, you know, we've seen it firsthand now, and it certainly has shown to be something that is what gets the best out of these guys.
Jason, what's it like, you know, when you kind of have, I don't know if it's a predicament, let's call it a situation where you have a franchise legend like a Mike Evans. Right. And he's coming up on the contractual situation. He's still a productive player. But to make a decision like, OK, maybe he's getting up there in years. Do we let him go? Do we bring him back because of the affinity the fan base and the organization has from him? Again, I know it's a specific case, but what is it like having to kind of make those decisions, be it past, present versus future?
Well, it's not fun sometimes, but in this particular case with Mike, he did not slow down at all this year. He had one of his best years. He's, of course, we look at all the GPS and all those things, and he was one of the fastest years that he's had. It's a tribute to his training. He's working extremely hard as he's gotten up there in age, and as he's put logged years in, he's worked harder and harder in the offseason, and he's a freak worker right now. So we weren't afraid of him losing anything. In fact, we think that he's still in his prime, very much so. And I wouldn't be surprised if we actually sign him to another contract extension after this one's done, the way he's motivated right now.
There we go. Breaking news.
Oh, I love that. He's always breaking news. But Jason, you did say in the press conference, you almost, you know, you wanted to avoid getting emotional talking about Mike. Like, what does he genuinely mean to you? I know he means a lot to your family as well. But why is he just so special as a human being and to you?
It's because he's the most selfless player that I've ever been around. He's one of the most humble superstars. We've used that several times here, but that's the best way to describe him. He's all about team. There's not a single person in that locker room that doesn't respect him, not a single person in this building that doesn't respect him. He knows everybody. He treats everybody the same. He treats everybody with respect, and all he wants to do is win. And, I couldn't draw up a better teammate than Mike Evans, which is why this became very emotional in the thought of losing him would be, I felt, would be very detrimental to this organization. So I'm glad, once again, he's another one. I'm glad we don't know what happened, what would have happened if we didn't sign him before free agency started. I just know that I had a few cocktails after we got that one done.
Well done. Well done. Well earned.
Yeah, I think everybody wanted them.
That's right. So Jason, when you guys re-signed several of your own players, we all hear teams try to say, like, hey, the goal is to always draft, develop, and re-sign. But why such, why this commitment to this team? I mean, we know you guys made the playoff run last year, but why maybe not go out and refresh certain guys? Is there a certain thought to say, hey, we know we can take these guys that we had and get to the next level? Or kind of what was the thinking about re-signing so many of your own guys?
Well, we've still felt like they were very good players, and they're not slowing down. And they were a big reason why we were able to get over the hump last year when we were 4-7, all of these players that we re-signed. Levante David, Mike Evans, I mean, these two are going to put – I think they're Hall of Fame players, and they're still playing at Levante. We haven't talked about him. He had one of his best years too. So must be something in the water in Tampa for him and Mike to be playing the level that they are, and we'll take it.
What also happens in Tampa is what happens in the great state of Florida, Jason, is no state income tax. You've joked about this kind of, but also I'm curious if you do use it to your advantage. You, any general manager in Texas, say the Titans, just how does that come into play, if it does at all, when you're trying to get deals done? Does it?
I think it does at times, more times often than not. But these players these days are very, very smart. They're smart with their money. They invest very well, and they know, especially these big, big deals, when you're talking about tens of millions of dollars, making them in a state where there's no state income tax compared to a state that does, it does add up over time. It's pretty significant difference. Now, it's not always the case. I'm not saying we're always going to win that battle against another team that doesn't have this advantage, but it's always nice.
Well, and also doesn't hurt that Tampa's like one of the most beautiful places in the United States for people to spend a few years, Jason. And so kind of on the general, the big picture thing, one trend that we saw this free agency period is an urgency in signing the backup quarterback. What is kind of your observation, the way that the teams across the league on the first 2 days of free agency went out and made sure that they had insurance behind their starter or secured a bridge type of quarterback?
Well, it's a very important position. If the starter goes down, normally that means the season's over for a team. If you have a good player, you saw it this year with the Colts, that they could rally with Gardner and almost made it and had a pretty good year. You don't want to be in a situation where it's over if the starter does go down. And we don't feel that that's the case here at all. We like Kyle a lot. It was a very heated battle last year in camp that Baker ended up winning during the preseason. So, but it's a very, very important position. Always has been here. You can't put a price tag on how important that is.
Jason, you like to break some news. We were joking around about it before the interview. I just would love for you to just break. Tristan Wirfs is done. A long-term deal for Antoine Winfield Jr. is done. Where do you stand with trying to finish things up so you can have this boat parade with both of those players who are just young and unbelievably talented and probably players you want to be in Tampa for a long time?
Oh, there's no doubt. Those two guys are, both of them, just, I think they're on their way to possibly having a historic career. Well, they've already had great careers, but historic careers, and hopefully the entire time here in Tampa. Our staff did a fantastic job that year in COVID draft. In fact, I've joked a few times that maybe we should just all go from home and do the draft via Zoom again like we did that year. That's a very high priority for us right now. Number one, Antoine, and then in no particular order, but then Tristan as well, to get them locked up long term.
Hey, Jason, this has been fantastic. We really, really appreciate you spending the time, and we have got to get some of those creamsicle caps that you're donning. That is a sweet brim you're rocking right there, man. So thank you so much for taking the time with us, Jason. All the best.
I'll try to hook you up. I know a guy.
Thank you, Jason.
There we go. That's a wrap for the Lead Block, presented by T-Mobile for Business. A sport as fast as football deserves America's fastest 5G network. businesses go further with T-Mobile for Business. All right, coming back after the break. He has been arguably the best, not just defensive player, but the best player of a generation, if not two. Aaron Donald has retired, and we'll be talking to his former position coach, who's going to give us the inside deets to Donald's greatness.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
He's sacked. He throws it away. Aaron Donald got there. And you can build that man's statue at SoFi Stadium right now. The greatest of all time on defense does it in the biggest moment of Super Bowl 56.
We are back at the NFL Report, James Palmer. And that is Aaron Donald, one of the greatest we've ever seen to do it, who retired Friday. And now we're joined by Eric Henderson, now the co-defensive coordinator and run game coordinator at University of Southern California. But Eric, of course, he spent the last five seasons with the Rams, in part as D-line coach, in part as run game coordinator. Thank you so much for joining us. Real quick, over your left shoulder, there is a picture, I can just tell by the body type, of Aaron Donald chasing Kyler Murray. Like, yeah. Why is that hanging on your wall?
That was the 100 sack. That was his 100 sack. Obviously, that's important when you talk about just career stats, one that he wanted me to have. And so I'm very appreciative of that. And it'll always be with me.
That guy right there tweeted out, he's very thankful. Quarterbacks around the league, Eric, are very thankful that Aaron Donald is hanging it up, just unlike any other player we've really ever seen. And the first thing that jumps to my mind is the way he rushed the quarterback from the interior. Now that he has officially retired, has he changed the position in the NFL in any way in your mind?
No doubt. I mean, you talk about a guy he is the best in the world at what he does. You know, you talk about just redefining the interior defensive line position from a skill set standpoint, from a above the neck standpoint. I talk to guys all the time, you know, that they want to talk about his athleticism and the way that he rushed the passer. But this guy's above the neck approach to the game was just of an elite, you know, player. And that's why he was able to do so much on the football field. He understands what's happening prior to the ball being snapped. He understands blocking schemes. He's very aware to know that he dictates the protection and that there's going to be so much attention dedicated to him. And so how can we find ways to get free? And so it was a challenge for myself as a coach, which made me better. And so I'm grateful for that. And it was a challenge to him week in and week out, seeing protections that you just don't see, you know, and you can't scout for them because they don't necessarily show that prior to playing us. So we have to anticipate those things week in and week out. And that's where we both got better. When you talk about this guy what he dictates, and then myself as a coach having to figure out ways to help him.
Okay, Eric, right, let's since you got us in this pocket, when you guys played the Eagles early last season, Jason Kelce told me post-game, because I was like, you were asked to do something I've never seen before out of a center, and that was to basically track Aaron Donald, regardless if right or left side of wherever he aligned, to make sure you had a constant double team on him. He said he'd never done that before in his career. What was that game like seeing what the Eagles designed to stop one player in particular?
No doubt. First of all, you credit the Eagles in terms of what they were able to do. And when you have a veteran offensive line like the guys that those guys are, it allowed them to be able to do that. And then when you talk about Kelce, who's one of the best at the position to ever play the game as well, being able to do something I had never seen before in my life. And I don't think I've ever seen it after us, and I haven't seen them dictate that protection prior to playing us. And so, again, when you talk about the greatest to ever play the game, it's smart. It was they were able to get it done. But it also challenged our unit up front. You know, when you talk about the young guys that we had and have, and so we're able to go into the meetings after that game as to, you know, show these guys how disrespectful it was when you talk about them dedicating this much attention to Aaron Donald. We have to get better, guys. We have to get better around him. And we cannot allow teams to be able to do that. And even with the type of players that they have, when you talk about the Lane Johnsons and, you know, all those guys that were just some really good football players, I don't feel like they had to do that, but they did. And they had some success doing that against us. And so credit to those guys. And but we were able to get some pressure on the quarterback as well. But obviously that quarterback made some plays. And so they did a good job that week.
Eric, I'm curious, our good buddy Albert Breer, who writes for Sports Illustrated, came out this morning with an article about Aaron and talked to Jeff Fisher. And Jeff Fisher kind of said, we saw offensive coordinators almost have two call sheets. One when Aaron was in the game, and then plays that they would call when Aaron was taking a break. Did you 100%. See that during your time with Aaron, that actually there were plays that were kept on the shelf while he was in the game?
It's so funny. I mean, me and AD would be on the sideline, and I'm like, he's like, Coach, I just give me two. I'm like, fuck. You know, God dang it, bro. Like, you know, you good? Hurry up. And then I'm like, they're about to take a shot right now. So we laughing. And, you know, we already know. And he's on the sideline. And, I mean, that's when they taking shots, because they feels like they can get the ball down the field at that time, because they feel like they'll have more time to design those routes that can get down the field. And so, like, we knew all of those things. So we had different calls as well. You know, we were playing accordingly as well, understanding what those situations were, knowing, and that's why they never really hurt us, because we understood those things. And so it's awesome. It was it helped us stay ahead of on the call sheet as well, because we can plan the right way. And so but it was just different. And, you know, and there'll never be a guy that, again, that can change the game like that. I don't think, you know, he's special. He's special in his own right. And I love him to death, man. And, you know, I'm so happy for him, excited for him, for his family. You know, I can't say enough great things about this guy.
So Eric, in saying all of that, what's left? I mean, like, okay, so with the Rams, and again, you don't have to necessarily be specific about what could happen, because you can't replace Aaron Donald. But how does a team now compensate for losing somebody who caused other teams to game plan for a specific player, who was absolutely disruptive even when they did? Like, how do you compensate now?
Steve, right, the good thing is that I think that Sean's going to do and Les Snead to do a tremendous job of getting the right guys in there that'll be able to help the defense out. You know, I think obviously you can't ever replace a guy like Aaron Donald, but you can get a couple players that can help at least get some pressure on the quarterback, you know, do some things in the run game if you strategically get the right kind of guys in there. And, you know, Chris Shula's going to do a great job in terms of calling the defense. I'm very confident in that. I've got some great coaches over there with him now, Giff Smith, you know, Aubrey Pleasant, and, you know, Joe and AC, like those guys will do a really good job on that defensive staff. And they'll put the guys in position to have success. Not to mention you got the younger guys that are the Kobe Turners and the Byron, you know, Youngs. Those guys will continue to get better as well. But there's no way you can replace AD. You can't even go into a situation thinking that you'll even have that type of success. You just have to, you know, get the guys, continue to get the guys better and hope it, you know, it helps out. It works itself out. And I'm sure it will. It will, you know. It's going to be different, but, you know, it'll be fine.
Well, as they're trying to rebuild what they do up front, Eric, and this is draft time, and I go back to what everybody was saying about Aaron Donald when he was coming out during this time period. It was, you know, the arms aren't long enough. He's not tall enough. I'm curious if the build that Aaron had, it's kind of similar to what you had when you were playing in the league. Like, it was that to his advantage? Do you think that ended up benefiting him, the build that he had?
Of course. Not only the build, but it's the heart. It's the heart. It's the above the neck approach, his understanding to the game. He's a physical football player, and he's got the athletic ability to do things that certain guys that may have a build can't do. And so at the end of the day, you know, when you have all of those things, you understand the game, you're athletic, you're strong, you're powerful, you're physical. Like, that's maybe sometimes better than a guy that's just that has measurables and can't do nearly the, you know, the amount of things that he can do on a football field. And that's why he has success. So many times some of these teams and some of these people, whoever, right, get into the measurables and they overlook the football player. And sometimes that's why you see the Kobe Turners have success and the Byron Youngs and the Aaron Donalds, because these guys are football players. They're physical. They play the game the right way. They're smart. They play with effort. Like, if you can't coach that up, then that's a problem. And so, like, those are the type of guys that you want to have on your defensive line if you can build it with those guys. And then when you get some of the guys that do have the measurables, that's a plus. But you don't just overlook some of those guys that have some of those intangibles just because they're 6'1", don't have the longest arms and all of that. I embraced that, you know, as a coach. And I'm so – those guys took that as chips on their shoulders as well. And like you mentioned, you know, I was one of those guys that was talked about like that. So having that passion and coaching guys – that we're similar in a sense, you know, we're all in it together. And it's like, we're, you know, we all feel like we got our back against the wall. And that was kind of like the motto, if you will, with that group there, you know.
Eric,
so
Eric,
it was fun.
Eric, real quick, we only got about 30 seconds here. You created a little something on Twitter the other day when you kind of hinted that AD may be joining you at USC. Fight on. What is the deal? Is AD coming to join you? Is he coming to join you?
Right on, baby. You know, what I will say is this, is that, you know, right now this is about, you know, AD enjoying his family. Definitely want to give him that respect and let him do his thing. He deserves it. Had a wonderful football career. You know, would love to have him should he decide to make that type of decision. But that's not something that I don't think is in his, you know, he's going to do right now. He's going to enjoy his time with his family, which he deserves, and we'll see what happens from that standpoint. But of course, we you'd love to have him here, you know, if that works out. So
I'm sure you could convince him to make a guest appearance. Hey, Eric, we cannot thank you enough for joining us, man. This is awesome insight.
No,
it's one of the greatest players. JP and I will be sitting close to you 5 years from now in Canton, Ohio, when AD is putting on that gold jacket. Yep. But thanks so much for joining us, Coach.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. This is awesome. Anything for AD, I love him, you know, and I'm looking forward to watching what's to happen next.
All right, fight on. All right, coming up next.
I love it.
On the NFL report, Justin Fields. He is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. We're going to have a lot more conversation on that. And we're back after the break. Roll the tape, LC.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome back to the NFL Report. James Palmer, Steve Weich with you, joined by NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And Tom, we started the show talking about Justin Fields and the battle that he's going to go through, because I still think it's a battle, with Russell Wilson throughout this offseason to see who's going to be the quarterback in Pittsburgh. But he gets traded for a sixth-round pick next year that can become a fourth-round pick due to playing time. What was the market and how did this fall? Because during free agency, you were on the phone constantly. Was this played correctly in your mind by the Bears? And did they ever think holding on to him was a realistic option for them? They kind of waiting teams out, maybe, if that was also in play.
I think you had a couple of different things going on here, James. One, you know, in the mind of GMs around the league, the market or backup quarterbacks got set because there were a lot of different trades. Whether they were pick flops, whether they were a straight sixth-round pick like the Mac Jones one, they all kind of added up to that a day three type of a selection. Then also, all the starting jobs and all the chances to really compete in other places got filled. Nobody's given up a second-round draft pick or a backup quarterback. It's just not going to happen. And so for the Bears, their options were, as you mentioned, either wait it out and hold on to Justin Fields and see what develops and see if anybody gets hurt and potentially have, you know, the dynamic in training camp of the guy who's been the starter there with a likely new starter with the number one overall draft pick. The Bears ultimately decided that they weren't going to go through that entire situation. We know that Caleb Williams has his pro day this week. The Bears are going to continue to zero in on exactly what they're doing at number one overall. I've said many times, I believe, including on this show, and everything the Bears have done through this entire offseason, going all the way back to the offensive coordinator change, pointed toward them making a change at quarterback and taking Caleb Williams number one overall. It makes too much sense from a financial perspective. You reset the clock on your quarterback as opposed to Justin Fields, who's going into year four. You're going to have to pay him eventually. You have a decision to make on his option and all those sorts of things. They brought in a coach who is a good fit with the style of play that Caleb Williams would fit into. And in reality, as much as there's been debate about is this polarizing Fields versus Caleb, it's really not in the mind of evaluators here. So for Justin Fields, we know how dynamic he can be with the football in his hands. He doesn't always play on time. He doesn't always get the ball out in rhythm. If you're going to play the style of offense the Bears want to, you want somebody who maybe plays a little bit more like that. And so now he joins Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, where Russell Wilson's another guy who's never really in his career played on schedule. He's always been about creating outside of the pocket. You're going to build a style of offense that fits Russ. They made abundantly clear to Russell Wilson, you are the starter even after the Justin Fields trade here. I would anticipate Arthur Smith coming up with a lot of different things to account for the way that those guys play the quarterback position here. They're going to run the football a ton. I mean, that's the other thing with the Steelers offseason is, go through and look between trading away Deontay Johnson. They cut Allen Robinson. They do have George Pickens, who's going to be a high-volume player, but there may not be a lot of footballs to go around here. Either way, they're going to run the heck out of the football, and having guys like Russell Wilson, even though it was, he is as elusive, as quick as he once was, probably not. Justin Fields is. It'll be interesting to see how they potentially use both those guys as the season goes on. But for Fields, in the end, the market really dictated what they could get for him. You either could place that gamble, hold on to the guy, see what happens down the line and all the things that come with it, or you make the move right now, you opt for the latter.
Yeah, I think all of us would agree that they couldn't have him and Caleb Williams in the building. That's just an awkward dynamic. There's two potentially, you know, young star quarterbacks being in that locker room together. Tom, let's go to the other trickle down for the Steelers, though, and that's Kenny Pickett getting traded to the Philadelphia Eagles in that match right there.
Well, with Kenny Pickett, this was really unusual just the way that the entire past couple of months played out, because from what my understanding and going into free agency, going through January and February, the Steelers' mentality was, let's give Kenny Pickett a real chance with a different OC and see what he can do. And that's not at all a shot at Mac Canada. It's the reality that that offense was not as productive as anybody would have wanted with Kenny Pickett at quarterback. He had a lot of injuries during the course of that time. That's the biggest story of Kenny Pickett's career at this point, is even when he's played good football, he hasn't been able to stay on the field, whether it's because of concussions, an ankle, or other types of ailments here. So when the Russell Wilson opportunity began to come in focus, I was told that there were two primary advocates for bringing in Russell Wilson. One of them was Cam Hayward, who's the longtime team captain. Like Russell Wilson, he's a Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year award winner. Cam Hayward was pushing, let's bring in Russ. And the other one was Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin kept forcing the issue and pushing for, hey, we can get Russell Wilson at the minimum. It makes perfect sense for where we're at. Let's bring him in here and have him be a part of the roster. So with Kenny Pickett, the way that I understand this played out was Mike Tomlin and Kenny Pickett had obviously been communicating through the process. Tomlin had told Pickett, hey, no matter what happens here, you're going to get a chance to compete. So on that Sunday night, Kenny Pickett, like a lot of other people, learn on social media, since Russell Wilson insisted on breaking it himself in a hype video on Instagram, learns that Russell Wilson is going to Pittsburgh.
Woo!
Pickett then talks the next morning to Mike Tomlin, and rather being told, hey, open competition, he's told, listen, Russ is in the pole position. He's going to get the first reps. At that point, Pickett said, well, then I want a fresh start. The Steelers, in pretty rapid form, accommodated that. They move on from him. That then opened up the spot for Justin Fields. As for Kenny Pickett, you know, he was the first quarterback taken in a quarterback draft that at this point does not look great. And I think that you knew that based on how things played out. Involved Malik Willis, who's currently third string in Tennessee. Sam Howell, who was a fifth round pick in that draft, was in there. Desmond Ridder just got traded to Arizona as well. With Pickett, again, there's something there with him. He's not the biggest guy. He doesn't have the biggest arm, but he played a ton of football in college. His issue has been he can't stay on the field. And when you're a young quarterback who keeps getting hurt, it's hard to kind of build that momentum and get better.
Tom, I love that you avoided saying he had small hands. Nice work to avoid that that aspect of Kenny Pickett that everybody loves to scrutinize over and over again. And listen, when you lose your job to Mason Rudolph and a Super Bowl winning quarterback comes into camp that's a veteran like Russell Wilson, you would just assume he's probably going to get the first crack at first team reps in the spring. It just kind of always usually falls that way around the league. How about another trade, but this one involving picks? The Minnesota Vikings, as you sit in that great state right there, Tom, acquire another first-round pick from the Houston Texans. Are we all just assuming this is to get ammunition for a quarterback, or can we just say, yes, this is ammunition for a quarterback?
Well, as soon as Ian and I found out and broke that story on Friday morning, the moment that I saw what it was, all I was thinking was, this is the Eagles going up for Carson Wentz all over again. It's you have to make one jump up. Then potentially make another jump up to get that ammunition. So they now own the number 11 pick and the number 23 pick. Depending what chart you're going off of, that could potentially be enough to get close to the top three, but you would need somebody else to want to move, and you might need to outbid somebody else who's also trying to get that high up in the draft here. So, you know, really at number one with Chicago, especially after the Justin Fields trade, the assumption within the league all along, but especially now, is the Bears stand pat. They probably take Caleb Williams. Number two, then, is where the draft really begins with the Washington Commanders. And I think that anybody who says they know for sure what the Commanders are going to do is probably lying to you, because they haven't really, other than obviously going through the process, sitting down with all the quarterbacks at the combine. Josh Harris, who was the owner, is in those meetings. Bob Myers, the former NBA general manager, who seems to have his finger on everything that they're doing in the football operation right now, he's a part of those meetings as well. They're obviously doing their due diligence on those guys, but to say that it's Drake May, another North Carolina quarterback a couple of years after they took Sam Howell, whether it could be Jaden Daniels, all that's kind of uncertain here. And because number two is uncertain, that also generates some uncertainty around number three, where the Patriots have an obvious quarterback need, but they have to see exactly how those first two picks fall. So there's a lot of different things that could play out here in the coming weeks. For Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, who's always thinking ahead on these things and strategizing, and he's done a lot of deals that involve pick flops and future picks and current picks. And he did that here. He gave up a second-round pick next year and this year's second-round pick to get that number 23 overall pick. Could they stand pat at 11 and 23 and take two really good players? Sure, that's certainly a possibility here. But I think it's also an acknowledgement at minimum that forget even those top three quarterbacks. If you're talking about, let's say, the fourth quarterback, maybe it's J.J. McCarthy, that guy might not be there at number 11 either. So you at least want to have the flexibility to move up. You do that by making an early trade that, by the way, allows Nick Caserio to do what Bill Belichick and Nick and everybody did in New England for years, which is stockpile those second-round picks and build your roster.
Stack those picks.
Straight back. Hey, Tom, and this is just me. I mean, just a radar kind of going off a little bit. The Cleveland Browns, they've got DTR on the roster. They add Jameis, and now they just signed Snoop Huntley, right? They've got three quarterbacks or four quarterbacks who've actually started games now on that roster. Are we sure that Deshaun Watson is on schedule to return medically? I mean, just seeing all these quarterbacks being added all of a sudden is just one of those things that to all of us journalists that kind of set off a little bit of a, maybe a little bit of an alarm, if you want to call it an alarm. I don't think it's that, but why are they all of a sudden signing all these guys?
Well, they needed four starting quarterbacks to get through last season, Steve. So well, this might be Andrew Berry there's just that. Having an acknowledgement that, hey, you can't have enough guys on the roster, enough guys that know the system.
Too many sleepless nights last year.
Former Pro Bowl quarterback, Snoop Huntley, by the way.
There you go.
I know he was sitting out there. I haven't seen his deal yet, but I imagine it's a minimum type of a deal to bring him in. With DTR, you saw the good and the bad of DTR. I mean, there's reasons that they went and got Joe Flacco and they didn't stick with DTR. I was at his first win in Cleveland. You know, he made a couple of plays, but he missed a lot of throws in that game as well. So, you know, he's a developmental type of a guy there. Again, it took a lot of quarterbacks to get through last season. Deshaun Watson, everything I've heard is that everything is on schedule in terms of his recovery. He's battled a lot of injuries. You know, he's been beat up. He was beat up last season. That wasn't the only injury that he had here. So being able to have additional guys in, you're going to bring four quarterbacks to camp anyway. And based on the Browns' recent history here, why not have it be four guys who all have starting experience in the event that something happens and you end up needing more than one?
There you go. All right. Hey, Tom.
Speaking of more the merrier, Tom, when are we going to hear from the insiders again? Boy, bet.
Sources say we'll be back Monday and Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. I believe that's right. Yeah, that's what it says on the screen. Live from the NFL meetings in Orlando, Florida. Yeah. So we'll talk to head coaches, GMs. I'm sure some owners will stop by the set as well. Me, Ian Rappaport, Mike Garofolo, Judy Batista. Live and on the scene, there's always a lot of news that happens at the time of year. There's going to be rule changes, some pretty big ones like kickoff that are going to get discussed there as well. So we'll be breaking it all down. We'll be wearing sunblock. We'll be having a good time out there, slowly melting in our suits, Orlando, Florida. Can't wait. The insiders back next week.
Hey, Tom, I'll also be there. You know, if I can get a ride on the set, too, to maybe make an appearance, you know, that'd be awesome. So I will see you down in Orlando.
You're always welcome, Steve. Come on.
There we go. Hey.
Come on over.
There we go. Let's do it. And when we come back from the break, what are some teams we haven't really been talking about that maybe have made some subtle moves that could help?
I got one.
Be part of that without Aaron Rodgers, JP? When we come back on the NFL report, we're going to wrap things up with some things that will make you go,
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack.
Visit slack.com to get started.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
All right, we're here to close out the NFL report. Steve Weiss with James Palmer. And JP, you know, during all this free agency and all this offseason action, one thing that's quietly gone under the radar is the Jets have brought in Tyron Smith and tackle Morgan Moses to help out Aaron Rodgers. I think they quietly have positioned themselves to be better. But what about another team in the AFC that might be leaving their quarterback hanging based on some of the free agent activity?
And watching the Chargers, Steve, with these four players that were all massive cap hits, Joey Bosa ends up restructuring, Khalil Mack restructures, they stay. Both receivers are gone in Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. Now it's Quentin Jefferson, I think Johnston, and Joshua Palmer, no relation. But I do love where they sit in the draft, Steve, sitting there at five. If something happens, and Tom was breaking this down to us with picks 3 and 4 ahead of them possibly, and there's some quarterback shuffling or needs, they can either get the best receiver in the draft, they can have a needy position at 5 and trade back and still get a receiver and maybe get more assets. But I think it's been interesting to see how the Chargers have found their way, and I don't think they're done. I think they're a main reason why we continue to evaluate this process as the offseason goes on, because there's a shock right now, but let's just see how it plays out.
Very good point. Don't forget to check out the NFL report Thursday, where we got a big show coming right here. We've got people. We're going to be talking a lot more draft with those two handsome guys. James Palmer, Steve White, to be with you. We are also a podcast. JP, great show. Want to thank Jason Light, Eric Henderson, Tom Pelissero, and you, the viewers and the listeners, for checking us out.
Steve's going USC's Pro Day. He'll be there.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.